I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the true vine. I am the living water. I am the way, the truth, and the life. These are some of the beautiful images that John's Gospel gives us to describe who Jesus is for those who believe in him. They are very relational images. They speak of nourishment, vision, connection, guidance, and protection. During the Easter season, John's Gospel uses many of those images to reflect on our relationship with Jesus after the resurrection. And today our Gospel presents us with one of the most loved of those images of Jesus when he says of himself that I am the Good Shepherd. My friends, sometimes we're seduced by images of a smiling Middle Eastern shepherd with a cuddly and fluffy little lamb tucked under his arm. For many of us, mention of sheep conjures up the image of a warm coat or the memory of a good meal. Many of us remember the hand puppet made from a sock named Lamb Chop. But very few of us regard sheep as familiar companions. In parts of the world like Australia or New Zealand, where flocks of sheep are numbered in the thousands and shepherds are on horseback or motorcycles, we're in a very different cultural context from that of the first century world of our gospel parable. But in this larger context, we probably regard sheep as rather stupid and smelly animals, with a tendency to a mob mentality, if you will. And we might think that to regard ourselves metaphorically as Christ's flock or sheep is hardly appropriate or complimentary. And yet it might be a very accurate image of our following Jesus. I suppose that this fourth Sunday of Easter, known as Good Shepherd Sunday, could easily be expanded to include Good and Bad Shepherd Sunday, because there's almost as much in the readings about the latter as the former. So who were the bad shepherds then? Well, it wasn't the simple men on the hillside looking after their sheep, but the shepherds of the people, the leaders. In the Hebrew scriptures, this term was applied to kings and to all who had any kind of authority. And because of the total commitment of the shepherd to the sheep, this image seemed an appropriate one to characterize the king, who was also expected to be totally committed to his people. But if you go to Ezekiel chapter 34, you'll see that God had harsh words for such shepherds, because those human leaders, those shepherds of the people, had failed in their responsibilities toward their charges and are severely reprimanded for neglecting the weak and the sick, the wounded, the strayed, the lost, for fattening themselves instead of tending to the needs of their flock. But fortunately, there is always hope. God promised his people that God himself was going to be their shepherd. And this promise was fulfilled in Jesus. And it's in contrast to these leaders, these shepherds, and to the religious authorities that Jesus himself calls himself the Good Shepherd. Jesus sought out those who were marginalized from society. For instance, public sinners, lepers, Samaritans, the sick, the tormented. Jesus stood up to the authorities for their sake, and he defied the systems that made them outcasts. Jesus laid down his life rather than turn his back on them and kowtow to the authorities. Brothers and sisters, the good shepherd, Jesus went on to say, lays down his life for his sheep. And that's the twist of the gospel. Jesus' being our good shepherd doesn't save us from the hard work of the gospel call, which is to lay down our lives for others. Laying down one's life for anyone or anything is a rare, remarkable, unique act of love. Most of us will probably never experience this kind of a dramatic moment when we must choose to sacrifice our own life for the life of another. However, we are all recipients of the greatest sacrifice of all, the sacrifice of our good shepherd, Jesus, who gave his life for us on the cross. My friends, our baptism into Jesus Christ, into his mission and ministry, demands a shepherd role for each of us in our daily witness of the gospel. The gospel image of the good shepherd calls us to look beyond our own expectations, needs, and fears in order to become shepherds of reconciliation, of compassion, and of charity to others. Christ calls us to the vocation of being good shepherds, to seek out and bring back the lost, the scattered, and the forgotten, to enable people to move beyond their fears and doubts to become fully human, to willingly pay the price for justice and mercy for all members of the one fold. To be a disciple of Jesus isn't to simply be a hired hand who acts only to be rewarded. Real followers of Jesus realize that all of us possess the dignity of being children of God. And we rejoice in knowing that in serving others, we serve our God. In other words, in laying down our lives for others, our lives will one day be taken up again in the Father's Easter promise. Today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles highlights the fact that Peter and John accepted the challenge of risking their lives in direct confrontation to the Jewish leaders to prove they belong to Jesus, their shepherd. For healing the crippled man and for preaching resurrection, Peter and John were brought before the high priest and authorities and asked two direct questions about this healing event. They want to know by what power and by what name was this performed. Peter replies that it was in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. Peter tells his interrogators that although they had rejected him, Jesus is the only source of salvation in the whole world. And it was Peter and John's relationship with their risen Lord that enabled them to withstand the hostility of the authorities. St. Cyril of Alexander, a 5th century church father, comments on Jesus as our good shepherd. And he says, Christ shows in what manner a shepherd may be proved good. And he teaches that he must be prepared to give up his life fighting in defense of his sheep, which was fulfilled in Christ. Christ bore the cross for us, that by his own death he might destroy death. Christ died for us as truly good and truly our shepherd, so that the dark shadow of death driven away, he might join us to the company of the blessed in heaven. My friends, here again we see that the Easter mystery has turned things upside down and inside out, because life springs from death. Strength is born of weakness. These words may sound empty in our world. that is torn by war, violence, and hatred, but they cry out the truth of the resurrection. We may feel helpless in the face of the terrors unleashed in today's world, but the words of Jesus should comfort us. I am the Good Shepherd. And brothers and sisters, what might these words mean for us today? Turn to me. Trust me. I'll take care of it. Amen.